Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today is Saturday. It is February 4th, 2023. It's 11:47 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. Special Saturday report. Just too much cost on my desk for me not to make a special report. Some strange things going on, and I felt like that's important. The numbers for this week that we're looking for, 3 of the 6 magnitude earthquakes. Remember, week 49 ended Saturday night at midnight UTC in the middle of the night last night. And I can tell you we had only one. There it is right there. That's the Philippines quake, struck on the 1st. And looking for around 30, just like last year, of the 5 magnitude earthquakes and 258. That's way lower because of what was going on earlier. So looking at around 300 is what we should see for the last couple of years anyway. And just a quick look, not a whole lot going on. That's the only 6 on the map. This is for the last almost 2 days. Haven't had any harmonic tremors, no deep quakes, quarter 1, nor on the Fiji side of the origination zone. And energy here and moving both in both directions. Some odd happening here along quarter 3. Typically this whitey here would be over on this side with this whitey, and energy is going back in this direction. That's just not the case. Right now there's a 4.5 striking just north of Greenland, just about at the North Pole. Still no quakes at Sandwich Islands. That's for the longest time in memory. We haven't had a quake at the Sandwich Islands. Quake swarm area. And that's all that's I'm seeing the last couple of days. This won't take long, but we needed a Saturday report. So much talk about what's going on with this balloon story. And the thing for me is the timing. And 60,000 feet, these balloons can fly up to 200,000 feet. So if China wanted to, they could have flown this balloon much higher. And maybe avoided detection, 30,000 feet, that's not that high. And they're saying, well, we can't shoot it down. It's aircraft don't go that high. That's all baloney. This could have been taken down while it was still over the Pacific Ocean. But there's more going on. There's going to be more to this than meets the eye. The thing to realize is that this is the perfect electromagnetic pulse delivery system. If you want to set it right over the United States, right over in Missouri, say, and detonate, then you could take down a lot of the grid instantaneously. It's moving toward East Coast right now. And we're at the 4th. We're moving up towards the 25th, February 25th, where we're going to meet that line, that 90-degree angle with the black star. So we're still precursor time. But the thing that I'm watching is the strangeness in the way that the military people are acting. They knew this thing was up when it went up. And they allowed it to get over, went through over Canada, it went over to Montana before we're hearing about it. And then, oh, we can't shoot it down. It's a remote area up there. Of course they could shoot it down if they wanted to. They may have the ability to, for the NSA to take over the hack the thing and to bring it down without damaging it. That seems highly, highly likely. And yet, whenever the military guys are up there speaking, then there's so much of the story that they're leaving out. The worst case scenario for this situation is that we are living in the 3 weeks prior to Pearl Harbor, where our military knew Pearl Harbor was going to happen. And our military worked with the Japanese. And our ships, our seamen, were sacrificed, our airmen, deliberately and on purpose to get the United States into war. So the military-industrial complex is looking at all the missiles and all the tanks and everything that they're going to build for the for World War II. And the United States did not want to get in physically involved, and after Pearl Harbor, they did. And we could be looking at something like that. Electromagnetic pulse. See, you guys send me articles about what's going on with the sun, and the, what's going on with the sun and the grid doesn't concern me whatsoever, not even a little bit. This concerns me about the grid. All types of recorded, related articles. If it escapes U.S. airspace, then get ready for an even bigger disaster. That's what came out of Fox News. Then the viral thread. Similar spy balloon spotted over other nations is one under at least one more over the and right now South America, and over the past few years. And a reminder: the Japanese used balloons to disseminate chemical and biological weapons in World War II. I don't see them releasing a biological weapon because that can be activated using the space-based HAARP carrier wave and using 5G. This could be used as a cover. It seems to me that it's going to be a missile strike that's going to be electromagnetic pulse that's going to take out cities, turn it dark, and then it's going to be a micro nuke involved, and then activation of the biological weapon in Marburg. And chaos, mayhem ensues, and iodine, everybody's thinking radiation poisoning instead of biological weapon activation. Then Biden must have sanctioned the China flight over the U.S. That's what sources are saying. It seems like that it wouldn't ever be able to happen. Just a balloon. They keep calling it a spy balloon. The reality is that the satellites that China has up, Russia, United States, Israel, they can read the date on a nickel sitting out in the middle of the road, as long as his face, heads up. They don't need a balloon to spy on us. And they don't need a balloon especially because Biden's already sold us out. McConnell's already sold us out. Newsom, we've already been sold out. So what is this really? Now, are we on the precipice of World War III? That's what it looks like. In U.S.-China war, and for me, whenever you say China, then you're talking BRICS. So much of the media, they want to separate what Russia's doing and China's doing. For the last 20 years, they've been forming BRICS. The BRICS Alliance. And the BRICS Alliance, economic, is what you see in the lamestream media, but it's economic and it's military. Remember the story that I just showed you? South Africa, war games, BRICS. They're doing war games right now. Then the related, Germany approves 88 tanks for Ukraine. That's HH, Hitler. This looks more and more like Germany's going to be the target. And they're saying, come and shoot us, just like Biden's doing. NATO's doing the same thing. And Germany seems to be leading the charge, doing whatever they can to get attacked or a missile strike against Germany. Pentagon will allow Ukraine to fire long-range missiles at will. Propaganda that's coming out of Russia today. Things are stepping up in the propaganda war, the saber rattling, and that's the lead up that we should expect to see just before peanut butter hits the fan, World War III style. And then the UK military could run out of ammo in a single afternoon. That's what an ex-commander says. It's not just the United States is being weakened, and Germany, NATO, UK, those that are not friendly to Russia, China, and BRICS are the ones that are on the wrong side of the war in Ukraine and sending resources there that is weakening. At the same time that the global supply chains are collapsing, then armament that is put together, it is assembled, that's ready to go, is being shipped to the theater over there and weakening the people that China, Russia, and BRICS are getting ready to assault. Project Sandman happens, economic disaster, and missile strikes. All the U.S. Navy aircraft carriers are destroyed. That's page 93 of the NASA Strategic Warfare Strategy, 2025. And the dates are saying 2025. It seems like to me it could be sooner. Then, really important story. The Indian refiners pay traders in dirhams for Russian oil, because they were using U.S. dollars before that. So India and other nations no longer need to keep, they don't need to buy dollars for their transactions. They're doing it in, this is Dubai, Dubai-based traders. And then other updates, France, India cooperate, energy, climate. All the news that's coming through is bad for the West and good for BRICS. Well, there's even nations in BRICS that are going to have people starving to death. But they're way, way, way ahead of the game. Many nations wanting to join BRICS, clear sign of its values, South Africa minister. South Africa takes over as leader of BRICS. So it's traded. China was last year, South Africa this year. So focus is going to be on bringing in African nations, you would expect. Russia's foreign minister to visit Baghdad on Monday for energy talks. So that's what they were just doing in Iran. I know, Iran and Iraq, same alliance. Cats and dogs playing together. And the United States is going to be voicing opinions all the way. But the voice of the United States is becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. OPEC Plus going to BRICS. This Sisi's visit Armenia. So the Eurasian Economic Union that includes Russia, that was forming with the collapse of the USSR all the way back in 91. So these Eurasian nations, with this union that includes Russia, which is already part of BRICS, this is these nations running to BRICS also. Which, that's the way the tide is moving right now. Then this train derailment, explosions, fire. This is on the border of Ohio and northwest of Pittsburgh. And looks like that the main train was able to that gigantic explosion, and they're carrying chlorine gas, crashed into a gas station. That's what they're saying. And then apparently they were able to take the cars that were damaged and leave them, and the rest of the train was able to leave. But this is another sign for me of the societal support mechanism collapse that's happening here in the United States. Then the Germans are being told that they're using too much gas, but they were lucky with this. This winter could have been devastating for Europe, and their reserves right now are way higher than they thought they were going to be. By February the 1st, they thought they were going to be down to 40%. The target was 40% for February 1st. They're almost double that. Things are way, way better than they could have been. The weather just hit them right so far this winter. Then Germany's years away from replacing Russian gas. We don't have years. Then bird flu keeps spreading beyond birds. Scientists worry signals growing threat to humans. And as immune systems continue to be decimated, I expect this to become more and more of a problem. Remember, it's not just people that are being affected. It's affecting, like, these critters here, minks. It's affecting cattle. It's affecting chickens and turkeys and deer out in the forest. It's affecting everything. They've been hit by the herald strain of the biological weapon. Well, if it has lungs, then it's a target. It's affecting everything. So immune systems around the world being wiped out, which makes those hosts, those incubators, for whatever's coming along. And this is what's coming along. It's avian flu. And some of these avian flus have 90% kill rate. If this goes mammal to mammal transmission and this thing's airborne, that's the gigantic fear. Avian flus and mammal to mammal, human to human. If that happened, that would happen in an environment where immune systems are compromised. So it wouldn't happen naturally with a world that has strong immune systems. But that's not the environment that we have now. It's getting worse with every passing day. Malignant flu may soon evolve to infect and kill humans. And that's because the incubation, weakened immune systems. Another COVID-19 outbreak at this Elliott Lake Hospital. And then battle for cattle. U.S. herd inventory hits 8-year low. Prices hit 8-year high. And then this is a part two for the recommendations for vaxxers. This is what I shared with you last week. And then Brenda sent in additional information to be shared with Bill. And then Miles Franklin. Looks like perfect time to get a hold of Dan with the premiums. Looks like they're really, really low at the moment. This is the only 6-magnitude earthquake struck in the last week. This is the article from the Washington Examiner. The delivery platform, nuclear electromagnetic pulse. That's the way I would expect this is going to happen. But it could, there's lots of different ways that it can happen. The device can be brought in on a truck coming across the southern border. It could be brought in a cargo container. There's a lot of different ways that this can go down, but a balloon, especially if we've been sold out by the woke-tard military and by the global military-industrial complex and by Biden, and you kind of get the feeling that the walls are closing in on Biden. He might be the canary in the coal mine for us to watch. As he gets closer and closer to nailing him, then that they electromagnetic pulses go off, they activate the biological weapon, they attack the Navy carriers, and off they go to the underground arc cities with total chaos and pandemonium in the streets. This guy right here, the more I listen to him, the more he seems to be talking out of both sides of his mouth. This guy right here. So he knows a lot that he's not saying. And this narrative about this being a spy balloon is most certainly wrong. They don't need balloons for that. And the Chinese, they've already infiltrated the United States, our universities, our military, they've infiltrated everything. They've been working with the CIA and with the cartels, with the fentanyl that's being brought in, and helping with the illegal alien invasion. And they have designs on taking over America. And they're going to, that's their plan anyway, in the New World Order. But before then, they have a lot of, just think about all the Chinese that are out there that are undesirable elements. They're going to be sent here to be mowed down so they can cut off their supply and leave Americans to eliminate their threat. That's the way I see it shaking out. This is something that's been happening already. Same system. So that's what I mean. As soon as our military saw this, they knew before this thing was ever over the United States. So why did they allow it to get there? It's because the military is working with China. That should be plainly obvious. So what is it they're going to do? Is this a test run? Doesn't seem like they would want to shoot it down. Doesn't seem like our military would want to do that. Because then, cat's out of the bag on what they're going to do. Seems like that's going to be loaded down with electromagnetic pulse weaponry. To me. This is a reminder that the balloons were used to disseminate biological weapons. And Biden must have sanctioned it. But Biden had to know that this was coming already. And they're talking about 60,000 feet like that is so high. Whenever these balloons can fly more than three times higher than that. U.S.-China war by 2025. NASA, 2025. It's already been planned out. What's going to happen? And is it going to be a self-fulfilling... They've already told us what they're going to do. And China doesn't care if we know. Russia doesn't care if we know. Because they know that we've been sold out. And they all know the Black Star's coming. And that's why they're all working together to save humanity. They're going to run to the underground arc cities. The useless eaters are all destroyed. All the undesirable elements are destroyed. By their biological weapon. And then the Black Star. It's like the biological weapon is used to cripple and kill, obviously, a lot of people. And maim, and then the economy's destroyed, the food resources are destroyed, illegal aliens are packed into every nation, every Western nation, United States included. And so that continues to weaken, weaken, weaken. And they're continuing to attack eggs and meat plants and cattle out in the field and you name it. The fertilizer is not available. So half the global population already has to die. Already. Even if they could get things back online, and they're not. They're continuing, talking about the elite, they're continuing to decimate food production. At the same time that they're packing food in underground cities, we'll get to that here in a minute. Would I share that one? Oh yeah, this is the 88. This is the Heil Hitler. This is like a finger. And it doesn't matter how many tanks Germany sends. This is a symbolic gesture for me because Russia can destroy all these tanks. Russia has 20,000 tanks. And they're sitting in the catbird seat. With China as their partner, and India as their partner, and all the BRICS nations, the world seems to be slow to wake up, waking up to realize that the economic and the military alliance of BRICS is what they're fighting, with their new world reserve currency and with all their combined weaponry. And this is just laughable to me, what the Pentagon will allow. The UK military could run out of ammo. The United States in a similar situation. Pretty important story right here. What's going on behind the scenes? So the need for reserve for the petrodollar is diminishing, which means those dollars come back to the United States, which in time causes hyperinflation. So the reason that, the real inflation number is 15 to 20%. They're saying that it's 7. In reality, it's much higher, much, much higher than that. But it's going to continue to go even higher and higher and higher. It has to because of the currency. In combination with that, all that money coming back is going to be chasing fewer and fewer resources. So you can see that everything's being done to diminish our resources. At the same time that all this currency is coming back into the nation. Because the world doesn't need those reserve dollars anymore. Many nations want to join BRICS. Clear sign of its values. It's a clear sign of the alliance it's building in the fact that Russia and China are sitting, and India, are sitting in the catbird seat. Russia's foreign minister to visit Baghdad on Monday. So Russia in the Middle East, just like China was in the Middle East. Africa, South Africa is now the leader, has leadership role over BRICS. And so this is an orchestrated effort. You could see it all working together. China, Russia, South Africa, and they are bringing in the African nations and the Middle East, Middle Eastern nations. Expect to see more and more coming out of South America too. This is the Eurasian Union going into BRICS. See that polarization and consolidation? Those are smart nations. They're going right into the right direction. They're not going to be under attack by Russia. They're going to be on Russia's side. And when it comes time to deploy troops, they're going to be fighting with Russia. This is a train derailment. At some point, I would expect that the terror cells that are here in the United States, they're going to be activated, and we're going to see a lot more of these train derailments. It's just too easy. Remove a little section of track going into the turn, and here comes the train. The engineer doesn't see it, and off he goes. It's too easy. Germans told they're using too much gas. And whenever they have twice the reserves that they thought they would have. So this is it was sent in by Karen and Bonnie. The reality of China's pandemic and the CCP's demise. That's not how I see things happening. Remember, this thing is AI assisted and it's electromagnetic pulse activated. So this to me looks like China getting rid of undesirable elements. That's what it looks like to me. I would expect Europe to be hit harder, particularly northern regions of Italy, and then push through to the UK, and then East Coast and West Coast hit about simultaneously here in the United States, and then converge on the middle part of the United States. And so far, I'm just not seeing that. We'll see if this is if what is about to happen is the activation of the biological weapon. Some people are writing to me, and you're believing that the mutagen has been activated in China already, and that could be a wave that's coming around the world. We'll see. So I know there's a whole bunch of people dying in China right now, and they're in war mode. Their ships are already loaded down. They're ready to go. And it's not just to blockade Taiwan. It doesn't take that many to blockade Taiwan. There's something else going on, which looks to me like these balloons could be a warning shot of electromagnetic pulses that are going to disable our defenses and then allow China just to waltz in here and join the other Chinese that are already here. Top delivery platform. Then David Dubin, he's going on about the assault on the food supply.
We're going to talk about mesospheric ice crystal clouds. That eruption in Tonga had ejected 10% more water into the atmosphere in a single event. Those ice crystal clouds are now destroying ozone. We're seeing UVB damage across the crops in the southern hemisphere as world food prices hit all-time highs. Once the realization comes that southern hemisphere is not going to produce the food that it should have by orders of magnitude, probably a 30 to 40% loss, you're going to watch these food prices increase. Now we're looking at seed supplier fires in their warehouses. I don't know how seeds burn. Destruction of potato warehouses where potatoes turn to ash on the ground. Chicken fires. Everywhere you look, there's a full destruction of our food supply amplified by what's happening naturally. So you ready for central bank digital currencies?
Yeah, he's everything is speeding up. Everything is speeding up. David Dubin, he sees it. At the same time, illegal alien invasion is accelerating with every single day. Imagine when it gets warmer. And so at some point, the music stops, and there's a certain amount of resources, and everybody's scrambling. So I hope you have the things that you need to be able to make it through that scrambling process. And remember, maybe you're prepared ahead of time, and many of the people around us are not awake yet. When everybody's awake, all of a sudden the stores are going to be empty. And when the stores are all of a sudden empty, Mad Max comes out about 3 days later. And then Mad Max becomes the threat. And he wants his food. He wants his everything. I don't see CNN very often. But this one was, a mom took her dog for a walk in northern England last week, and her partner says that she just vanished into thin air. More and more predators in the environment. And especially in places like Sweden, that just happens to be in the news, and UK, United States, when you have millions and millions and millions of illegals that are flying around everywhere. And more Americans are losing everything and losing it. And so people are doing things that they, and then the biological weapon is rewiring the neural network. People are doing things they would never do. So our environment is becoming more hostile and threatening with every passing day. This is the Sweden story. Syrian illegal aliens. Well, can't call these because these guys got citizenship. According to the story, they received the lowest possible sentences. Five of them dragged the Swedish lady and raped her and stole her stuff, and they were caught in the act. The ringleader got 40 months. These other guys get like 10 months. And Swedish taxpayers covered their legal bills. And these people are still citizens. So this type of a story is extremely dangerous because it enables and empowers other foreign nationals to go into Western nations and to do whatever they want. And they're not being punished like they should. So imagine what this is like for the lady that got raped and other people that are just like her. And knowing that these people are running around and they're feeling enabled because the government's not protecting them. Benjamin Fulford, I don't like this guy. Just listen to him for a minute. I backed it up. Hopefully it's in the right place.
An interview with Mr. Nino, because you have to confront these things head on. I said Gordon Duff provided this data, and that just identifies the source of this thing. So, you know, the real Donald Trump is a patriot who's helping defeat the deep state, but in order to fight him, they create a fake Donald Trump who says outrageous things in a way, in an attempt to alienate Trump supporters.
This whole thing. So this guy, for me, is a disinformation operative. This guy right here. And he shares, like a lot of the other operatives that I say, hey, he's really good on 95% of what he says. It's the 5% that gets you killed. This guy doesn't even have 90%. He's used, in my view, to, he's a real teeny, teeny version of George Soros or somebody. Sent out to massage narratives. And he's going to be talking about Trump, and he's going to be, he's like, there's two of them, and then that he's really a good guy. He's after the elite. He's taking down the deep state and this and that. I'm just shaking my head going, holy mackerels. Are you an operative or you're a dupe? And it doesn't matter which one because both are dangerous for us. If you allow him to dupe you. So, do you guys know my view? Trump epitomizes the elite. He's been working with them all along. If you think about it, that is the worst case scenario. So just be watchful and aware. Try not to be duped by people just like this. And if they're able to dust Trump off and bring him back, it's going to be because he's selected to be the guy. It could be DeSantis is their next guy. But whoever it is working for the House of Rothschild, the global bankster cartel. Doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Abbott, whether it's DeSantis, whether no matter who they select. I can't imagine that they're going to be selecting Biden again, and definitely not Harris. So who's it going to be over on that side? Seems like they're going to want to bring another pretender, or, you know, rhino. If the Black Star doesn't get here before that, which it looks like to me that it's going to. Things are really, really accelerating. Bug parts flood U.S. supply. This is a major big time controlled resistance operator right here, and this is, well, you guys know my views. They give you 90% of what they share is really, really good. That's the way that operatives work. It's in the 5%, the things that they never say, that's what gets you killed. But this bug, most certainly the bug thing, you can see that's part of the mainstream narrative. And this has to do with AI.
Chatbot GPT, why should you care and why is this important? This is an AI-based chatbot that isn't even connected to the internet, yet produces better quality and more detailed information than a Google search. Google is scrambling in panic. They've declared a code red battle plan on how to counter it. Founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page have even been called back in to man the digital barricade. ChatGPT is on track to surpass 100 million monthly users, and it was only launched 2 months ago. TikTok took 9 months to reach that level. Instagram took 30 months. Google Trends data shows interest in ChatGPT is at an all-time high. It's already learned how.
It's already learned how to do a whole bunch. ChatGPT, artificial intelligence. So remember that they are programmed. And generally, the media is used to mold your opinion. So we should expect AI is going to be used to more craftfully. Mold our opinions. So, for me, this reminds me of the invasion of the body snatchers. And people are being plucked all around us. That's part of what the gaslighting is. Back and forth and back and forth. People give up. And they give in. And so they have their opinions molded. And that's happening all around us. So people are being changed, just like in the invasion of the body snatchers. And that places us, those that are awake, aware of reality, of what's really happening all around us, we are becoming more and more in the minority. Fewer and fewer and fewer of us. And the whole world is going woke-tard, and people are being manipulated all around us, and we're watching the world change. The UK government is planning for a massive new pandemic viral video. This is coming from multiple places. Vaccine, because of the way that the people are being hired behind the scenes. Here's another one. What is expected to be UK's largest vaccination program, which will be delivered at a pace that will be key. So, UK, cat's out of the bag, that the next, you guys have already been warned about it. Bill Gates has came out, cleared his throat, and told everybody what's going to happen. And I believe it's going to be activation of the biological weapon that's already spread around the world. They're just going to activate it. A lot of people believe that it's going to be something that's a new pathogen. But in either case, that's what we need to be ready for. 1,000 athletes, vaccine genocide. And it's still happening. A lot of people think that, I mean, you're seeing it coming through the lamestream media that this is all over. Oh, COVID, it's over. That's what a lot of people are thinking, too. They're having their opinions molded that in that direction. We'll see it. We're in a pause right now before the storm, but soon you'll be able to see the next wave. That's going to be sky high when it gets here. COVID propaganda collapsing. Myocarditis cases rise. This is in line with what I was sharing with you about the CircuFlow and echinacea and, you know, cleaning the blood. And it could be that way. That's what I'm doing. As if I've already been transfected. Staying on my nanosilver, staying on my sodium borate, my CircuFlow. My vitamin E's and D's and K2's and doing everything to neutralize the biological weapon threat. 30 more ways to die from heart attack, according to the experts. This is what's going on. It seems to be the better shape you are, the more fit you are in the prime of your life. 30 years old, soccer player running up and down the field, that's the guy that it hits first. Ranchers warned disease that would decimate cattle industry could cross the southern border. So look at the cattle just like the human cattle. Immune systems being wiped out. And then whatever comes along is a foot and mouth disease. That is what will attack the weakened the cattle with weakened immune systems. And if their immune systems, if they've been transfected, which looks like they have, then whatever comes along, in this case foot and mouth, wipes out the whole herd and goes herd to herd to herd. And ranchers have already had to thin the herd because they can't afford to feed them. Because they can't get the grain, they can't get what they need because the fertilizer, because you see that's the collapse of the societal, whenever I say the societal support mechanisms are collapsing, that includes the entire system, which includes the food production. So it's chickens, it's turkeys, it's lambs, you know, sheep, cows, everything. Just kind of happening in slow motion. Then some of you are writing me saying, is this valid? Is this a yes? They're hiding the food. There's a lot of food that's going to the underground cities. This is one of the truckers right here, and he's talking. You see these underground cities? This is what we're supposed to be doing, working together, working in a cavern and hauling in our food and using masonry and filling up ponds with water and growing catfish and doing, that's what we're supposed to be doing. Working together. And from what I can tell, that is not what we're doing. And the elite, they are packing food in there by the semi-truckload every single day now. This is the kind of thing that I'm looking for. Just before the elite are going to run to the underground arc cities. At some point here, I'm expecting the FEMA camps, they're already all activated. But I'm expecting people to be pushed into them and then transformed into fertilizer and taken into those underground arc cities to feed the children of the New World Order. This is from the Prather's reporting the same thing. It's about week. It's about minute 33 that I was checking this out. When you sent it to me last Friday, I was already checking this out. Then you sent me this other one. That's one of the reasons that I needed to make this report, because so much is happening so quickly that this needed to be shared on a Saturday, because then by Sunday and then Monday, I'm gonna have an update on what's going on with this stuff.
The U.S. retail industry has been undergoing some drastic changes in recent years. We've lost thousands of iconic stores and seen many popular brands disappearing from our economic landscape in a phenomenon known as the retail apocalypse.
Which is already underway.
Millions of working-class families are living on the edge, and they are struggling to keep their dreams alive in the face of overwhelming odds. These people are getting hit from all sides in today's economy: financial insecurity, job loss, debt.
You kind of see the pattern of what's happening all around us. People are going to become more and more desperate. There's going to be higher and higher and higher prices, fewer and fewer and fewer choices. So more and more of those dollars coming back from overseas, they're going to be pumped into the system, but not to the 75, not to these people that need it. Coming up, then people that are on food stamps, they're getting $295 right now. They're going to get back to 200 again. And that 200 is not going to go very far. So there's a storm that's coming.
Military leaders are warning governments around our world that they have limited time to prepare for what comes next. We're seeing them say that we will be at war with China by the year 2025. They admit that we are already in a war with Russia. Europe is saying that the old Soviet Union is being erected once again. We all need to take their advice and get ready.
Amen, brother. So that you guys are prepping and then resting and then prepping. I appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here. Make sure you get your nanosilver while you still can. Stay on your nanosilver doses and your sodium borate. Doing everything to strengthen your immune system. I recommend that regimen, the CircuFlow and everything. If you're having the symptoms, tightness in your chest and difficulty walking up hills, and then it could be a sign that you've been transfected and that you need to do some other things. It's possible. So identify your threats, create your contingencies, and execute them on time. That's my Saturday report. Get more information right here at terrell03.com, and I'll see you on the next Black Star Update report coming out on Monday.